There were perhaps few people alive in the 18th century more influential than the American founding fathers. Pulling from the philosophies of writers such as Locke, Rousseau, and Hobbes, the framers composed the very documents that have governed our country for 250 years. The American Revolution soared on the wings of the Enlightenment and served as one of the first in many revolutions that took place in the following centuries. These revolutions had in common a major theme in that they were all spurred on by the human desire for freedom. The institution of democratic ideals around the world reflected a global shift in ways of thinking in that natural rights were taking center stage. Though it seems now to be an obvious solution, what is common sense today was at one time unheard of. After all, common sense hadn't even been written yet. But the central idea that, being humans, we simply deserve to exert our will as we please, caught on quickly. People took to it as an inherent, self-evident truth. In tracking how this desire for self-determination led to our modern notions of democracy, one might first look to the year 1215 when the Magna Carta was signed in England. Though not a document to govern a democracy as we see it today, the Magna Carta was instrumental in developing the rule of law. For once, the ones in control were subject to rules that the people created. Perhaps, unsurprisingly, if enough people are discontent with the extent of liberty they've been allotted, they will work together to correct it. This would culminate in what is one of the greatest attributes of democracy, that the government is in service to its people and not vice versa. As Enlightenment thinkers such as John Locke and Jean-Jacques Rousseau wrote on the subject of natural law, government exists as a protector of individual rights. While the monarchies and empires of old were powerful systems that often used their strength to fortify and protect their cities and subjects, they did this out of thirst for power, on the condition that the people service and bow to their leaders. Democracy is intelligent for removing this condition. Instead, the people institute the leaders to protect themselves, and the leaders bow to their will. To be plain, democracy is great because it ensures that its people are free to make their society as they see fit. So why is it, then, that government must exist at all? When a law is instituted in our nation, it applies to all people of our nation, including those who never supported it. What should prevent a man from doing as he pleases if the rest of his society has decided not to allow it? If liberty is the inherent motivator for democratic processes, why is it that our democracy is regulated so? The greatest attribute of democracy, in actuality, is that freedom is not absolute. Thomas Jefferson once said, "If men were angels, there would be no need for government." Jefferson was also the president behind the Louisiana Purchase, an enormous land acquisition that directly opposed Jefferson's own views of presidential power. It is such an action that demonstrates alike both Jefferson's imperfection and his wisdom to have predicted it. Just as well as humanity possesses the desire to live free from subjugation, humanity possesses the desire to subjugate. It is for this reason, no doubt, that for so many thousands of years, absolute power was held by khans and by caesars, by pharaohs, by conquerors. When people are disbanded and allowed to make as they please, it inevitably comes to pass that one will overpower another, thus depriving another of freedom for the extension of one's own. In a manner of speaking, anarchy is free until it is played out. Democracy, meanwhile, finds its greatness rooted in social contract. Thomas Hobbes suggested that in a state of nature where people are bound only by their physical ability, life would decay to a war of all against all, with people exercising their rights to murder and plunder as suits them. It is by forming communities and governments, then, and keeping one another accountable for their actions, that humans have tried to put chaos away. Through social contract, people temper virtually unlimited liberty in order to ensure that some rights be respected by others. And through democracy, we control just which rights those are. Unlike monarchy, and quite unlike anarchy, democracy allows us to exemplify social contract and to stand between being unjust and being treated unjustly. As Plato once said, "They say that to do injustice is good and to suffer injustice evil. When men have had experience of both, not being able to avoid one and obtain the other, they agree that it would be best to have neither." Or, as Winston Churchill simply put it, "Democracy is the worst form of government, except for all those other forms that have been tried from time to time."